Jack FM.
Yeah, that's all a bunch of bull.
They're lying weasels.
Crap.
Why are they doing that? You know what? I don't mind. A radio station can do whatever it wants. What I cannot stand is when the powers that be after the fact, because they don't have the balls to just say, you know what, we're trying something different. Why they have to BS the listeners that might have cared about this show by making up ratings?
What we really have to do is make this an off-air issue. And I'm sorry to say that, but I'll tell you why, because I've had discussions with people in the company.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the station in Buffalo got something like 3,000 emails about our show.
And we should, you know, so even though, you know, if you know people up there, we appreciate it.
When they changed the format of the Flavor of the Month, Jack FM, which we've talked about ad nauseum, a couple of people sent the responses that the program director and assistant program director sent to them. They sent it to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get something along the lines of, Don and Mike stink, their ratings stink, WBUF's ratings stink, we've changed the format for Don and Mike. Don and Mike are the sole reason that we changed our format.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get an email like that from one of these jerks?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, no response at all.
I called them up because they kept Howard, and then Howard ended, and I expected to hear the other show, and then you guys at 3.
Yeah, well, we've got...
And they said I was one of 3 listeners, and...
there you go.
You know, again,
wow, see, that's...
They said it didn't even matter because I'm a Canadian.
Now, that part is true. In American ratings, Canadians don't count. And I must say, in that regard, I'm all with the ratings company. Because, you know, I'm
terrible.
Stop it. Johnny Red, White, and Blue. But these people at the radio station have been sending out these awful emails to our listeners about us with stuff that just ain't friggin' true.
Well, what, they get mad because there's an overwhelming show of concern that we're
having?
They got to understand that comes with it. You make a big move like that, it's going to happen.
I had a conversation behind the scenes with somebody in this company, and I said, you know, listen, if they want to cancel the show, that's fine. But we also work for the same company. They shouldn't be sending out propaganda to listeners saying that we stink and we're the reason that this change was made. And everybody said, yeah, that's right, we'll do something about it. And then everybody just went and did whatever they do.
So like it always is.
It's got to be an off-air thing that we got to handle with that guy.
With the knives and things. But I think we bring a gun to a knife fight.
Right.
But I hope that, if the message does get through, that when you do, even when they send out the crappy emails to people, when you do have a groundswell of support, we do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even after the fact, we really do appreciate it.
Yeah. And we'll get that guy. The thing with that guy is, specifically, I think it's the assistant program director up in Buffalo that's doing that. When I spoke with him and called him on it, I said, you know, listen, dude, you can be a pro, and then you can just be a total a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and you're being an a-hole. And he said to me, well, you don't know what it's like to get 3,000 emails.
I said, that's not how you handle it.
I said, if you get 3,000 emails, what you do is you just make a blank response saying, thanks for your response.
Right.
He said, well, people were writing really cruel things.
Yeah, well.
I said, okay,
it comes with the territory.
You know, I mean,
if you make a mistake, that happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it had to get to the point with this guy where I said, how long have you worked for this company? He said, 3 years.
Right.
I said, okay, me and Mike have worked here about 15 years. Our show might be off in Buffalo, but I guarantee you that somebody in this company doesn't like the fact that we're still working for Infinity and you're sending out BS propaganda to our former listeners about how we suck.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to send out in 6 months when they change the format again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really, when you get 3,000 emails, you should maybe just take note of it and not react badly to it. But, you know, that's why they make those stupid decisions, because they're people that don't get it. They don't understand.
And then the guy was terrified, the best part about this guy, about being on the air.
Yeah.
I mean,
hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What did that? Wait, the first time you talked to that jerk in Buffalo at our X station.
Well, I mean, I left a message for the program director, but I think it was the guy that you talked to.
Right,
that
when
he me back.
When he called back, though, wasn't this whole thing not on the air? He doesn't want to be on the air.
Many people who call me begin their conversation with that.
Yeah, a lot of these brave behind-the-scenes radio program directors who will send out this pablum to our listeners,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't want to be called on it on the air.
No, I mean, because we'd say, you know, hey, how about some specifics, and we'd get the statistics, and that's the way it would go. And they don't want to be called on it. They can't handle the truth.
I can't even find this thing. Give me a second.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for one of the emails, as long as we're on the topic.
You're never going to get a guy like this to admit a mistake, and he certainly doesn't want to be called on the mistake. But it does get back to the original premise that really when people do that, it does feel good. It feels good that people care enough. I think we demonstrated the day that they did that, that we cared about that market. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. And I hope there's a station in Buffalo. I really do. We say this all the time. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But I do hope that we pick up again in Buffalo.
So apparently he's a spineless guy who makes bad decisions and then doesn't own up to them. I don't understand how he ended up in management.
He's going places. Did you find it?
Yeah, give me a second. I got a lot of emails. Jesus Christ.
You're very popular.
Thank you. Buffalo, 523. Oh, where's scent mail? God, what a pain in the ass.
Do you have an odor?
Hold on. Research Project. Hello, guys. We have a winner.
You got scent mail.
Here we go.
Ah.
From the air studio. Send it back.
Jesus. The guy's name is Joe Russo.
JR.
Allegedly.
You know what? I've only got my response because it was on the Twitter. AOL cuts it out. I wrote this back to him privately. Joe, I look forward to discussing your creative email responses to listeners of our show on WBUF-FM. Before we get to brass tacks, might I ask your official title? This is me writing to him. Mm-hmm. There's tact, and then there's being an effing a-hole. Your responses, one forwarded, are the latter. You are a liar. This is no game for the radio. It's about being a pro. I look forward to our next chat, which will not be on the telephone, but in person. Because that's the kind of tough guy I am behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could only find his original thing that he was sending out.
Was it nasty?
Yeah, it was awful. Come on, five. It's gone.
Mm. That's odd. AOL is our corporate partner.
It's gone.
Well, that's a shame.
I'm sorry. I'm boring you all with this. I'll pull it up later. The guy wrote a lot of stuff that just was not true.
Is our Canadian friend still on the line?
I
think he hung up.
No,
I heard it going on.
He's mounting an attack.
Yes, they're going to attack us, Rob.
He's gone.
You can calm down. We're not hurt up there anymore.
That's exactly what they want.
Don't you see? Maybe we'll just get the text of that guy's letter. I know it's somewhere in our email basement. We'll just get the text of that and post it on our website.
All right.
And we'll fight with that guy next week.
Yeah, very good.
That'll be a good battle royale. We never got a chance on today's show. What happened to the time? It's buzz time already. We never got a chance to call Matt Rogers. Anybody remember who Matt Rogers is?
No.
Is he the guy from American Idol? That's right. Remember the guy that was going to sing at my wife's birthday party?
He was on American Idol last night.
He was on a lot last night.
In a world where was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Okay, give me 1 minute here, Buzz.
If Matt Rogers is down there standing by in the midst of it all, Matt, set the scene in Oklahoma tonight.
I'm standing here in the Muskogee Civic Center just outside of Shakota, Carrie Underwood's hometown. It is unbelievable.
Okay, remember we had this guy on because
Rob has thrust the finger into the nose.
He got voted off American Idol, and he was one of the top 12.
Right.
And he was all psyched because he was going to go on concert. Then they said to him, "Oh, it's not 12, it's only 10." And we had him on the show, and he was all pissed about it. And he was on last night. Let's give him a call right now and just see what he's doing. We still have his cell, and maybe we can talk to him for 30 seconds.
What was he mad about?
He was mad that they were down to the final 12.
Oh, and they wouldn't let him tour.
And
right.
that he thought he was...
That's right.
You got it, Robbie?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How's your motorbike?
It's great. Thank you.
Regards?
Yes, hi. Hi, Rob.
Regards. And best wishes.
Has anyone mentioned... You. I think the air conditioning's broken.
No, I think you're wrong.
No, it's fine. I think I just felt some cool air.
You might have a fever.
Remember, we knew that it would be done in, 6 hours?
Before Ron and Fez came.
What's this guy's name again? Matt Rogers.
Any answer? What are you getting, voicemail?
Outside the calling range or try again later. We can't even leave him a voicemail.
Forget it. No, I'm too hot.
His father always calls back.
Who's his dad?
Kenny.
Don't forget his brother.
Who?
Buck.
And his uncle.
Who?
Wayne.
Wayne Rogers.
You know, when it's obscure, Buzz wins that round.
Buzz?
Yep. Wayne Rogers.
Good news for you. We can't get a hold of that guy.
Uh-huh.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, who will protect you from computer hackers?
other computer hackers, Wild West style.
Ooh.
Vigilante justice.
I like that. You could call Bo Bice's grandma again.
She's not home.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
She's
in L.A.
She's
out in California. That's right, baby. I want to go see Disneyland.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Why are so many program directors pricks?
I don't know.
That was very...
I got to make water professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They mean no disrespect to Oriental. Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Time for Buzz News now. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Daryl Mack. World's number one sex pill. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested.
Clinically.
Test pill. Sex pill.
Inevitable.
1-888 tries VMAX, Viramax, available retailers nationwide.
Bruh.
You're of wrong time.
It is so freaking hot in this room.
Bruh,
what do you mean?
Has anybody?
I'm going crazy. It is inevitable.
Seriously, has anybody warned Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez that tonight they're going to be walking into Roseanne Barr's underpants to do the show?
Unbelievable.
I know those boys have been mock upset when we've had our eating contest in here in the studio.
Right. This is not us.
Somebody should give them a heads up. And tell them that right now, that beautiful electric fan in the corner, that ain't going to cut it.
No, and it's been delightful doing half of the show in a state of dizziness.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Computer hackers are like witches. There are good ones and bad ones.
I love your PJs, incidentally.
Thank you very much. They're cooler. It's more comfortable.
Lovely frock.
I have not mentioned your blouse today, but it's a beautiful one.
Thank you. One of my favorites.
Was it velvet?
No, it isn't. I think it's some kind of highly flammable man-made material.
Well, with this temperature, you better be careful.
I could spontaneously combust at any moment, so stick around. As with witches, the bad computer hackers are giving the good computer hackers a bad name, and they've had enough. So now, online vigilantes have started hacking into some of these fraudulent websites and disabling them. If you see a message like, warning, this was a scam site, or this bank was fraudulent and is now removed, you can thank some anonymous hero for shutting it down.
Good.
The good hackers are especially steamed about phishing, the practice of luring people to a website just to get their passwords and other personal data. Some PayPal customers in particular have been targeted by these evil websites. The ones the good hackers are now shutting down. What the good hackers are doing...
Do you use PayPal?
All the time. That's how I get my money.